Nolte, Jewish Democrats Urge Support for Mike Rogers Over Abdel El Sayed. By John Nolte on August 20, 2026. Well-known Jewish Democrats appear to be waking up to the fact that the Democrat Party has become a home and shelter to raging Jew haters. This comes not a moment too soon. Jewish leaders in Michigan are circulating an open letter urging Jewish Democrats and independents in the battleground state to sign their names in support of former Representative Mike Rogers, Army, as he faces Abdel El Sayed, per a report from Jewish Insider. Here's a copy of the letter. Jewish Insider says the letter, which has not yet been publicized, is led by Eric Bronstein, a Detroit businessman, among others identifying as Democrats and independents. The open letter, which the authors intend to share online once it has gained a significant initial group of signers, per the report, stresses that many of those who signed on have been fiercely supportive of Democratic candidates and principles. Here's a portion of the letter. Many of us have been fiercely supportive of Democratic candidates and principles. All of us have felt threatened and alienated by the politics and allies embraced by El Sayed, which has included demonization of Jews, equivocation on terrorism, exclusion of Jewish Americans from public life, and expression of implacable hatred of the world's only Jewish nation. We believe these core messages of his candidacy are bad for the Democratic Party, harmful to a safe and thriving Jewish community in Michigan, and detrimental to the future of the country. The letter concludes with, "This is a moment when each of us must speak out. We're voting for Mike Rogers. We ask other Michigan Jewish voters to join us." Although she is not Jewish, Democratic Michigan State Representative Karen Whitsitt is also jumping on board the Mike Rogers campaign. Hopefully, this is a sign that the dam is finally breaking when it comes to the anti-Jew Democrat Party's counterintuitive hold on Jewish America. Currently, nationwide, around 65-75% of Jews vote Democrat. In Michigan, more than 60% of Jews identify as Democrat. Can any Jew with half a brain be okay with handing Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed the kind of power that comes with a U.S. Senate seat? Just look at a few of El Sayed's statements on Israel. I often struggle with the question that people ask in this particular scenario. Because what they now ask is, do you believe in the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state? Which, to me, forces the question of a definition of what a Jewish state means. Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed. Yes. Killing tens of thousands of people makes you pretty damn evil. It's not how evil is this one versus that one. Hamas, evil. Israeli government, evil. We can say both. Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed. I understand that Netanyahu is a big reason why they've gotten so aggressive and frankly so bloodthirsty under his reign, Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed. I just don't know why it's also not hard to say that in response to October 7th, the Israeli government also committed war crimes, including genocide. Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed. It's just one blood libel after another, and mainstream Democrats adore this guy and see him as the future.